Okay, good evening, everyone. Last time I told you that the topic was going to be the most confusing one, so I lied. Turns out that this week is the most confusing one. I didn't actually lie because I was planning to get to this last week. When I said it's super confusing, this is what I had in mind. After today, it's going to get easy again, I hope. Anyway, so let's review what we saw last time, and then we're going to continue. So we are discussing the topic of Nat Bar Nat. Nat Bar Nat stands for No Saint Tam, Bar No Saint Tam. What does that mean? Nat Bar Nat means that if there is a taste in a dish, so let's say you put meat on a plate, so we see the plate as Tam Rishon. Why? Because you're not actually eating meat. There are little Tam particles in the plate. And then, if you put something, let's say a hot potato on that plate, so that hot potato is what we call Tam Sheni, or No Saint Tam Bar No Saint Tam, a secondary infusion of taste. Why? Meat to plate, plate to potato. The halacha is that if you have a secondary infusion of taste, you're allowed to put cheese on it. So if you want to take that hot potato that you put on your meat plate and put cheese on it, you may. No problem. So there are a couple of limitations that we saw last time. Number one is this is only if it's heter. This doesn't apply for an iser plate. It's only not bar not to hetera. So like fleishiks is mutter. Number two is that lechatchila, at least Ashkenazim, not Sfardim, but Ashkenazim only rely on this when no bishel or tzli is involved. Like we said, putting the hot potato on a piece of on a plate, that's fine. But if you cook the potato in a fleishig pot, then lechatchila we don't want to put cheese on that potato. However, we also said that if the pot is eno ben yomo, it hasn't been used for 24 hours, then if you cook your potato in a fleishig pot, you may put cheese on it. However, you shouldn't lechatchila cook your potato in a fleishig pot, even eno ben yomo, with the intention to put cheese on it. That, we said, is the mainstream view, the view of the Chachmas Adam. However, if you did already, you cooked your potato in a fleishig pot, and then you decide you want to put cheese on it, you may do so. So that is that was the big chiddush we had last time. Right? The big chiddush we had last time is basically, if you put hot things on fleishig plates, you could still use that food with milchiks. And likewise, even if you cook things like noodles in a fleishig pot, if the pot is eno ben yomo, you may put cheese on that. That was the cool of last time. So now we're going to turn to how this relates to dishwashing. So among the exciting topics we're going to do today is how do you manage in an apartment that has one sink to wash your milchiks and fleishigs dishes? What about one dishwasher? What about Starbucks? All those fun topics. So let's start with Tosfos. Tosfos is an interesting thing. In the olden days, the way they used to wash dishes, at least if they wanted their dishes to be clean, was in a cauldron. They didn't have the good fortune of being able to simply turn on the hot water. So let's say you had a bunch of dirty fleishig dishes. You would put them in this big cauldron, and you'd put some wood under the cauldron. You'd boil up the water, and you'd basically cook your dishes. Great. Okay, well, what about if you wanted to cook your milchig dishes in your fleishig pot? So that would seem to be a problem. Cook your milchig dishes, cooking meaning for the sake of cleaning them, right? I just imagine like the little witch, you know, with this big cauldron stirring. That's what they used to have to do. Okay, good. Let's say, now, for some reason, all the Rishonim talk about cleaning your clean dishes in a fleishig pot. Your clean milchig dishes in a fleishig pot. Now, why were they cleaning their clean dishes? It's a great mystery. It doesn't really matter. Really, we're interested in the rules that emerge from this discussion. So, you definitely should not clean your dirty milchig dishes in your fleishig pot. But what about if you want to clean your clean milchig dishes in a fleishig pot? So, one might have thought that should be okay. Why? It's not bar not. How so? Because the milchig dish is tam rishon, so the tam goes from the milchig dish to the water. Water is tam sheni, shel heter. And then before it could get to the fleishig pot, no problem. Remember, it's not bar not, tam sheni, shel heter. And likewise, the fleishig pot, so it's true, it's fleishigs, but it's Tom Rishon. Tom goes from the pot to the water. Water's Tom Shani. Tom Shani Shalheter, it should be no problem. So that is the view of a number of Rishonim, among them the Ramban. If you want to clean your clean milchig dishes in your fleshig pot, no problem, it's okay because of not barnat. However, there are some Rishonim, Sefer Truma, Tosfos, who are concerned. And they mention two concerns. Concern number one is perhaps the dishes will touch the pot. In other words, who says it's going to go through the medium of the water? Why did we say it's not barnat? Because dishes are Tam Rishon, water is Tam Sheni, and it's Tam Sheni Shel Heter. But let's say the blios go directly from the dishes into the fleshig pot. So that's not Tam Sheni Shel Heter, that's Tam Sheni Shel Isser. That's one possible concern. Some would disregard that concern, because in Baluyo Tibla Rotev, we'll talk about that later, but that's concern number one. Concern number two is maybe it shouldn't be Tam Sheni Shel Heter, because at the same moment, the blios, the absorbed particles in the milchig dish, and the absorbed particles in a fleshig dish enter the water, and they immediately create basar b'chalav. You need a stable situation of tam sheni shel heter. And here you never have that stable situation because you created a situation of basar b'chalav l'chatchila, immediately. So what's the halacha in that case? Basically, like almost all these napar not shilas, the Sfardim are mekel, and the Ashkenazim are machmir. The Rama says we're machmir, that you may not cook your clean milchig dishes in your fleshig pot, and the Sfardim are mekel. Now, don't worry, we're going to explain shortly why this is relevant to us. Most of us don't cook our dishes in our pots, certainly not of the opposite gender. But we'll see shortly that this is very relevant. So why is, however, even though the Rama is machmir, he says the following. If one of the kelim are einan b'nei yoman, then it's mutter. So if you have a eino ben yomo fleshik pot, and you want to cook your milchik dishes in your eino ben yomo fleshik pot, that is okay. Now that might be similar to what we said before, that there's no concern of even not barnat l'chatchila when it's eino ben yomo. Probably it's not the same logic, but might be similar. So why is this? Relevant? And here it would seem that the Rama's mekel even l'chatchila, and it seems like even the Mechaber's mekel l'chatchila. The Shach thinks the Mechaber wouldn't be mekel l'chatchila. That's a Shach l'shitaso. If you remember last week, we saw that the Shach thinks that the Mechaber isn't machmir for not barnat l'chatchila. Okay. So all that is not so relevant. Now we're going to... Yes? If you're caught, yes. Let's say Hagala isn't relevant. So first of all, if they're b'nei yoman, you can't do hagala unless you have shishim, right? Sorry? Or it's klicheres? Sorry?
Is this the reason why you can't do
hagala? Yeah, well, maybe. The reason why you can't do hagala if it's ben yomo is exactly that point, that the blios from the treif pot will enter the kosher pot. Now the question is, what about, could you do hagala for kosher dishes, just one is milchik and one is fleshik, if it's ben yomo? That's less clear that you can't. It would be very similar to this. Maybe identical. Okay. So all that's a brief introduction. Now we're going to get to the practical point. Now, the Rama, though, says the following. What about, that's if you do it all at the same time, but what if you cook some water in a fleshig pot that's ben yomo, right? And you pour it into a milchig bowl. You cooked water in your fleshig pot. It doesn't have to be water. It could be anything pariv, right? So you cooked broccoli in your milchig pot, and you poured it into your fleshig strainer, right? And let's assume that everything is even ben yomo. So you use this milchig pot to cook macaroni and cheese, then you, on that same day, use that pot to cook broccoli, And then you take that broccoli and you pour it into your Melflex strainer, or Fleischig strainer, or the reverse, or something like that, right? You put it into a bowl. So what's the halacha in that case? So the Ramah writes that if you pour something from a Fleischig kli rishon onto a Melflex kli rishon, so it's aser. Now here we don't understand why. What's the problem? Because why don't we say not bar not? Right? The fleishig, what do we say? The pot, the broccoli is milchik. So the broccoli, the pot is tam rishon shel chalav. The broccoli, or let's just say it's water for now, right? The water is tam sheni. It's tam sheni shel heter. And when you pour it into the fleishig colander, so it shouldn't aser anything because it's not bar not, right? That's the question that we have on the Ramah. Now it's true, l'chatchila we're machmir, but b'di'evit we're mekel. So why does the Ramah say this is a problem? Again, why is it not bar not? It's meat to pot to water, right? And still heter. So this is a mystery. Nobody quite knows why the Ramah says this, but there's evidence based off of what the Ramah writes in another sefer, the Taras Chatas, that he thinks this is only a chiddush that's a chumrah and not mikra adin, or at least b'makom hefsid, one would be mekel. However, that's all if it's a kli rishon. What if it's a kli sheni? So let's say you do the following. Let's say I go ahead and I want to wash my I like to wash my dishes by filling up the sink and then putting all the dishes in the sink and letting them soak and spritzing them around a little bit and then rinsing them off. Great method. So, but I only have one sink. So I say, well, is my sink a kli rishon? So let's do the basic kli rishon stuff again. Kli rishon is when I take some water and I boil it on a pot, so that's the kli rishon, right? If I pour that pot, that's Eroi, right? And what it lands in is a kli sheni, okay? So if I go ahead and I fill my sink up with boiling hot water, my sink is now what? Kli sheni, right? Let's assume for a moment, it might even be less than that, but let's assume for a moment that the sink is Eroi kli rishon. Now, why would you think a sink is Eroi kli rishon? These terms are gonna be very important because lots and lots of questions happen in dishwashing. So let's define what a sink is. So how do you get hot water? So there's a boiler in your basement. The boiler is a kli rishon. It's basically a big pot with a fire underneath it, right? That's all a boiler is. And then there are pipes that go from your boiler to your sink. So when you open up the hot water tap, you have hot water coming from the boiler in your basement to your sink. So we're going to treat that as Eroi kli rishon. It's as though you poured from the boiler into your sink. And I'll say, well, one second, that shouldn't be Eroi kli rishon because it went from the boiler to the pipe. So the pipe will be the kli sheni. And then it went from the pipe to my sink. My sink maybe should be a kli shlishi. So this is what we call Eroi shenizchal below nifsak. What does Eroi shenizchal mean? When something sort of went along a path, but it's connected to the source, right? That's really what happens when you turn on your sink. What happens? It's true, the boiler might be in the basement, and you might live on the fifth floor. So the boiler is 50 feet away, but there's a direct path from the boiler to the hot water coming out of your sink. They're totally connected. That's why if you don't run the hot water for a while and you turn on the hot water, it's cold for a minute, because all that water in a pipe that was once hot has now cooled down. But when you run your hot water for a couple seconds, so then hot water comes and it's going straight, let's assume it's all hot water, right? So just hot water going straight from the boiler, and the boiler might actually be on in the basement. So you have a pot with a fire underneath it in the basement, connected to a pipe going all the way up to your sink on the fourth floor. So we see that since it's all connected as Eroi shenizchal, Eroi that goes along a path, and since it's all mechubar, we're going to treat our sinks l'chumrah as Iroi Kli Rishon. Okay, so the sink is Iroi Kli Rishon, but what did I say? I said you filled up your sink and then you turned it off. So now it's a Kli Sheni. So your sink is now a Kli Sheni. So is there any problem at this point going ahead and putting my milchik dishes and my fleishik dishes all together, they're all dirty, and washing them together, and then I'm not going to bother with separate dish racks because I'm washing the milchiks and fleishiks together. And everything's all over the place. There's sour cream and there's gravy and the like. I'm mixing it all up in my sink and right the way the guy washed their dishes. So, is there anything wrong with that? So, probably not. At least the Rama didn't think so. The Rama writes that it's no problem. Why? Because it's Kli Sheni. And Kli Sheni is not maflid umavliya. However, why don't we do this? So the Taz says, well, shalo b'makom hafseid, we follow the opinion of the Maharshal, who's concerned that even in a Kli Sheni, there's blios b'chdei klipa. What's k'dei klipa? A small amount. So b'diavad, if you did this, so it's no problem. It's in a Kli Sheni. So you go ahead, and usually you're not going to, like we said, you're not going to do a l'chatchila, but let's say you have your sink full of fleishig dishes, and somebody without paying attention drops a milchik spoon into it that you just use with coffee and milk, no problem, it's a Kli Sheni. L'chatchila, we don't like relying on the heter of Kli Sheni, and therefore l'chatchila we will say, better not to wash your milchiks and fleishig dishes together, even in a Kli Sheni. If you did it, totally fine. And the truth is, if you ask the Rama, he would also probably, he might say it's even motor l'chatchila. So that's if it's a Kli Sheni. Now, what? Yes.
What about
the bottom of the sink? So what you're saying is like this. You're saying that when the water comes out of my tap, that's Iroi Kli Rishon, and it hits the bottom of the sink, so then the bottom of the sink is Iroi, right? Okay, so then, okay, fine, so the bottom of the sink was Iroi. But again, my case was, we'll talk about Iroi questions in a moment, but the first case I did, the simple case, is where there's no issue of Iroi. I filled up my sink with water, and then, I put some of the dishes in, but I didn't put them together in. In other words, I filled up my sink with hot water and fleishig dishes, okay? And then I add the milchik dish. That's going to be no problem, because by the time the milchik dish went in, it was already Kli Sheni. So the fleishig dishes are okay, even if the milchik dish was dirty, it was full of sour cream, right? But it only entered a Kli Sheni, right? Because my sink, everybody got that? The sink filled up with dishes is a Kli Sheni, so even if it's filled up with fleishig dishes and gravy and there's not soap and everything is super hot, it's yad to lettuce bow, you don't have any of the other kulas, but since it's a Kli Sheni and your milchik spoon fell in, no problem. Yeah. Let's say, but by the time the milchik sink, the milchik...
The water.
No, one, the water is a Kli Sheni. Otherwise, imagine you're... But right now, the sink's off. So now I have a bowl full of water, right? A sink full of water. That water's all, by now, a Kli Sheni. At the moment of impact. But right, when it entered, there was no milchik dishes there yet. Started with fleishig dishes. So let's assume the water was bolea the tam of fleishigs, because it's Iroi. Let's assume you're right for the moment. Good. But right now it's a Kli Sheni. When the milchik spoon falls in, it's already a Kli Sheni.
Why did it turn from Iroi Kli Sheni?
Because at once it's settled, it's a Kli Sheni. That's why every cup of tea...
When you have a pot and you're cooking it, right, and you have something in it that's dairy, so now it's a Kli Sheni. When you take
good.
It off the fire...
It's Kli Rishon Shalo Al Gabe Ha'ish. Because the sink was never... So if you had a fire under your sink, so then your sink would be... No, if you had a fire under your sink, so then your sink would be Kli Rishon Al Gabe Ha'ish. Right? If you put out that fire, then your sink would be a Kli Rishon Shalo Al Gabe Ha'ish. But if the water entered through Eroi, that once the Eroi stops, the contents of the sink are all klisheni. Right. Just like if you have a, just let's take an example, right? You're making tea on Shabbos, you have a cup, right? So your urn is a kli rishon, right? Kli rishon, if the urn's on, it's kli rishon al gabei eish. You pour it and you're making tea. So you put, let's say you put the tea bag in your cup first and you turned on the urn. So that's Eroi kli rishon, right? Because it took a direct hit from the kli rishon. But now, once everything is, let's say the tea bag wasn't in. You first filled up your cup. Now my cup's a klisheni. Put my tea bag in, I put a tea bag into a klisheni.
Right, no, I get the status of the water being a klisheni, but isn't the size of the ta'am the Eroi kli rishon?
I don't care. It could be chicken soup. It could be kli rishon. It doesn't matter. It can't have any effect on a milchik spoon.
You think it would keep up?
Because the spoon spell into a klisheni.
Even if it's
Yad Zoledis spell. Not worried. B'diavet. Klisheni is not maflit umavli. I can't get those blios into a spoon. B'diavet. If it's soaking there for 24 hours, it's kavush. But if it's there... It can't, klisheni, bidiyaved, l'chadchila we avoid klisheni, but bidiyaved, we hold that klisheni is mutter. Can't kasher anything up in a klisheni bidiyaved. That's the way we paskin. Again, not everybody agrees to that. Marshal is machmir. Halach l'maisa, we paskin, we meaning, if you ask me, or my abayim, that's what we would say the halacha is. You can't trafe anything up in a klisheni. Yeah. Louder, sorry. Yes. No problem. Now, if you dropped your milchik spoon into a hot bowl of chicken soup, the spoon is kosher and the chicken soup's kosher, because the chicken soup in a bowl is klisheni at best. Might even be shlishi, but let's assume it's sheni. So, not in a pot, in the bowl.
As long as it's klisheni,
even if it's yadza lettuce bowl. Unbelievable. Wow. Okay, don't tell anybody I said this. It's a bit cruel.
Even if the bowl is metal and conducting.
Yes. Yes. Maybe. The Marshal's machmir for Davar Gush. We'll get to that next week. We'll talk about Davar Gush, but right now we're not talking about a Davar Gush. Yes? Possibly. We'll talk about that next week. But yes, that could be a problem. For Pashtus, we would look at a microwave as a kli rishon, and therefore if I microwaved my chicken in the microwave, so now that's like a kli rishon, and if I stick a fork into that, a milchik fork into it, so I stuck a milchik fork into fleshik kli rishon, and then I would have to kasher my fork. But we'll talk about that next week. That's not our question. Right now, we're just talking about kli sheni. So, good? So now, you thought this is the beginning of the coolest. I'm going to get even more makeup. But again, this doesn't leave the room. Okay. Now. Okay. You don't need Naparnat for this. We didn't get into that. I was just saying that right now we're going to get even better. Okay, good. So now, what about the following? What about if I have Eroi Kli Rishon on Milchik's and Fleishik dishes together? So this is worse. Here, I went at it and I have Milchik's and Fleishik dishes in my sink together. And let's even assume there is Mamashos, right? There's sour cream on the milchik fork, and there's gravy on the fleishik spoon, and they're all together. And then I turn on my hot water, and I start pouring hot water, all hot, no soap. So, l'chora, then you're going to tell me that's a problem, right? Why is that a problem? Why should that be a problem? Because it's Eroi, right? Okay, we're makel for klisheni, but Eroi. So if you would have asked the Rama, what's the halacha in that case? He would say, it's fine. According to the Ramah, if you wanted to go ahead and have one sink and wash your milchik dishes together with your fleishik dishes, no problem. You don't need dish racks You don't need different sinks. You can just wash everything together. Why? No problem. It's just Iruy. Now you'll tell me, one second. But I remember learning that the Rama said that if you go ahead when you're defeathering your chickens, Maisim B'chol Yom, so let's say you decided to do it with hot water. So you pour hot water from, it's very hard to get those feathers out, right? So you pour hot water from the pot onto the chicken. That makes the feathers come out very easily. But the problem is you forgot to salt your chicken first. So now, another thing we do all the time. So the Rama says it actually creates a problem for a klipa. In other words, some of the blood goes into a klipa of the skin of the chicken. But one second, it's only Iruy. So how does the Rama say, I thought the Rama isn't worried about Iruy? So the Shach asked that question. And he says, well, maybe we're only mako for Iruy into dishes, not Iruy into food. Iruy into food does create a problem, but Iruy into dishes doesn't create a problem. So therefore, according to the Rama, as we said, according to the Rama, if you went ahead and you have milchiks and fleishig dishes in your sink, full of be'ed, and you turn on your hot water, and your hot water is going all over the place, still your dishes are okay. Why? Because all that is Iruy, and Iruy doesn't create blios into kalim, only into food. Why? Kalim are harder, it's harder to cause absorption into kalim. Even with food on them. So, now the problem is, but what about the food? So it's a little more complicated than I said. A little more complicated. Here's really the way the Chavos Das explains, the Chavos Das is in the Sivos, how he explains this Rama. That Iruy can't cause two things to happen. It can't cause the food on the dishes to heat up and then be absorbed. So let's imagine in my sink over here, one of my fleishig forks got some sour cream on it, and it takes a direct hit from the sink. Iruy shelo nifsak hakiluach. But still, to trafe up the silverware, it would need to do two things. Heat up the sour cream and then cause it to be nivla into the spoon. And the Rama holds that Iruy can't do that. Can't do those two things at once. It can't both heat up the sour cream and cause it to be absorbed into the spoon. So therefore, according to the Rama, the halacha is, you could just have one sink and wash your milchiks and fleishiks together, dishes together in that sink, even though they're dirty, and nothing bad could happen to your dishes. That's the opinion of Rav Moshe Isserles. So you might not want to eat at Rama's house. Because he would wash his dishes in the same sink. But it is the view of the Rama. Now you'll say, well, we can't possibly paskin like the Rama, so why are we bothering to do this? It is true that we're machmir like the view of the Shach, which we'll get to in a moment. But it's something to keep in mind when you're getting all nervous about your dishes, Shaila, that you always have the Rama in your back pocket. According to Rama, none of these are. You can't possibly trafe up dishes while washing. Basically. It would seem. Not so pasha, but that's the way it would seem. So, does anyone disagree with this Rama? So the Shach disagrees. The Shach thinks, you know, that we are concerned that even with Iruy, it can do two things. So if I have a fleishig fork with sour cream on it, the Iruy, if it takes a direct hit, only a direct hit, if it takes a direct hit from the hot water, and the water is yadso lettuce bow, and that hits the sour cream, and the sour cream gets heated up, it will be absorbed into my fleishig knife, and now I would need to kasher my fleishig knife. So that's why we don't wash our milchiks and our fleishig dishes together. The reason is because of the shach, and because the sink is iruy shenifsak achiluach. Now let's say it's not a direct hit. Let's imagine the following situation. This might seem a little far-fetched, but I get questions like this all the time. So it went ahead, and you had you were washing your milchik dishes, and the milchik dishes are dirty, right? And it bounces off a milchik dish, and without even being nifsak, it ricochets off the milchik dish and hits a fleishik dish, right? Because right next to your sink, your milchik sink, you have a fleishik cup, fleishik fork, fleishik spoon right next to it. So it hits the milchik dish and bounces, direct hit. If it's an indirect hit, it's surely going to be okay. Takes a direct hit and hits the other thing. So that the shach is not concerned about. Shach says you don't have to worry about ricocheting. Maybe the Ramah does, but let's leave that aside for now. So you don't have to worry about ricocheting. His only concern basically is it took a direct hit. So if you wanted to know, let's say, is my sink, let's say I have a milchik sink, right? I have two sinks. I treat one as milchiks. Is my milchik sink really milchiks? So how would your sink become milchiks? There's only one way. That there was milchiks be'en on the bottom of the sink, and then it took a direct hit from the sink into that spot. And then that spot will be milchiks for 24 hours. Because afterwards it will be einu ben yomo. Right? So bidyeved, it's going to be pretty hard, again, even according to the shach, to trafe anything up in a sink. Now, it's possible if within 24 hours you had something milchiks taking a direct hit, and on that same spot, something fleishiks taking a direct hit. And that's why l'chatchila, we're not going to advise this, and that's why we're going to talk about in just a couple of minutes why it's a good idea to have dish racks in your sink if you have a single sink, right? But push comes to shove, the chances of trafing something up in your sink are extremely unlikely, right? Basically, you would have to have that happen. First of all, if there's soap, we'll see, it's not going to be a problem. You'd need to, if you're washing, again, let's assume for a moment that you're not having milchiks and fleishiks together, right? You're just washing something fleishiks in your milchik sink, and it fell through the rack, and now it's on the bottom. So to be usher, it would have to have taken a direct hit from the sink without nifsak for milchiks and fleishiks in that spot within 24 hours. Okay. Yes? Let's go through a couple more halachos. Okay. So that's one of the reasons why. Now, Rav Moshe is choshesh for a chumrah the Ramah plus the shach, in case the Ramah isn't mako for ricocheting, at least l'chatchila. But basically, what's going to happen is the following. Let's say I mess up when I wash my dishes. So according to the Ramah, everything is always going to be okay, right? Like we said, because we're make for Eroi, that it doesn't do maflit and mavli. It doesn't cause it to heat up and then get absorbed. And according to the Shach, the only concern is if it takes a direct hit. If it did take a direct hit, it would be a problem, right? So if I had a fleishig knife with sour cream on it, it took a direct hit from the sink, there was no soap around to be pogame it, the water was yad soledis bo. Oftentimes sink water isn't yad soledis bo, because you'd burn your hands while washing your dishes. But sometimes people wash dishes with gloves, or they have hands made out of leather. My grandmother used to like take pots out of the oven without oven mitts. I don't know how she did that, but she was able to, so she could wash dishes with yad soledis bo water. That would be trafed up b'dieved. But besides that, it's pretty unlikely. Could it happen in stages as a safek in the shach? And therefore, as we'll see in a moment, especially when you throw in the fact that usually we have soap, which is no same tam lefgam, it causes the blios to taste bad before they get absorbed. So almost, you know, halacha l'maisa, if you have a dishwashing shaila, you should still ask a rav, because like we said, there could be a situation that would aser it b'dieved, but odds are pretty good he's going to say it's okay, because like we said, the scenario to aser it b'dieved is pretty far-fetched. So let's take the following question. I copied from emails some questions. I was washing my dairy plate with cottage cheese on it, and some water hit the plate in the area of the cheese and bounced off the plate and hit some meat silverware in the other sink. It's possible that the whole stream was lo nifsa kakiluach. So even in this case, the shach would say it's okay because it didn't take a direct hit, right? It ricocheted. And that would be okay. And I'll read you what Rav Moshe writes. Shelarama af emunach shuman shel iser tzonein al kli vakiluach shel heter lo haya al shuman ela min atzad lo yasar al kli af shu al oso kli v'chein hu af lahashach. Okay. So now, the question is, on a practical level, how should you wash your dishes? Right? Practically in a sink. So let's start with a person that has one sink only. So there are different views in the poskim here. One view you could find in the Sefer Minchas Yitzchak, Dain Weiss, and the Minchas Yitzchak says, if you only have one sink, you shouldn't wash in your sink, you should have basins. So you should have a milchik basin and a fleishik basin. And moreover, you shouldn't put the basin on the bottom of the sink, you should put the basin on a rack. And then, so you should make sure the sink is clean, let's say clean from fleishiks, put the rack on, the milchik rack, then put the basin in, and then that's good enough. But he says preferably you should also kasher with iroy in between uses. That's the view of the Minchas Yitzchak. Now, what is he worried about? In light of all that we've said, that seems to be a very machmir view. Seems that he was worried about a very interesting position of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says like this. And if you don't follow this, don't worry about it, because we're about to say in halacha l'maaseh we don't accept this. But you should know this because you'll see a lot of people are machmir for this position, especially in Eretz Yisrael or the like. So the Chazon Ish says, well, we said before that all water that comes out of the sink is iroy, right? And therefore, b'dievet, it's pretty hard to mess up. He says, let's imagine the boiler's on when I open my tap. So it's not just like I poured it from a kli rishon when the kli rishon was off the fire, because since the boiler's on, and this is all connected, we see it as though it's connected to the fire underneath the boiler, in which case this isn't iroy kli rishon, it's kli rishon. Right? When is it iroy kli rishon? I have a pot of water on the fire. Okay? It's boiling. I take it off the fire and pour it into a cup. That's iroy kli rishon. But if I pour it while it's on the fire, that's not iroy kli rishon, it's kli rishon. That's the chumrah of the Chazon Ish. It seems to be against the Shulchan Aruch in a certain place. Urns are not iroy kli rishon according to Chazon Ish. Correct. Now, you're absolutely right. Now, therefore, you're dealing with the kli rishon, and you could imagine that all sorts of big problems could happen, right? So that's why the Minchas Yitzchak has this super machmir view. Do we accept this? Halach l'maisa, most poskim around here are meikel. They think it's only iroy and not kli rishon. And therefore, what do you need to do? So here's what Rav Moshe writes. Rav Moshe writes, the truth of the matter is, even without racks, you're probably okay, for all the reasons that we said, right? Because how are you going to aser anything up, assuming you're not washing your milchiks and your fleishiks together? In other words, assuming when you wash your milchiks dishes, even if your sink is fleishiks, but it's clean, right? And when you wash your fleishik dishes in that sink, it's clean. You make sure your sink is clean when you swish it from dairy to fleishiks. So nothing most likely is going to happen. But, like we said, theoretically something could happen if it takes a direct hit in the same spot within 24 hours and the like. So how do you solve that problem? Solve that problem with a dish rack. So you have a milchik dish rack and a fleishik dish rack, and you switch them. You should make sure your sink is actually clean before you switch them, so there's no actual milk on the bottom of the sink when you're washing your fleishik things. Now, preferably, because like we said, we try to be machmir for klisheni, so you want to keep the water flowing. You don't want it to build up. But let's say you're using your rack and the silverware falls between the cracks, or let's say it gets all clogged up on the bottom and it starts rising and it gets above the level of the rack. These types of things happen all the time. All that's fine, b'di'evet. Because like we said, nothing b'di'evet could happen. L'chatchila, we say don't do that, because we want to be machmir for a kli sheni. And we also, if it falls between the cracks, we don't want, maybe in that same spot it had Blios of Fleshix and Blios of Milchix within the same time. But if you messed up, the silverware fell between the cracks of the rack, or you, again, the water level rose above the racks, it's going to be okay. And that's why you don't have to use a basin, because you're not worried about the walls, because there's no way that it took a direct hit from the sink and hit the walls, right? Well, I guess if you have one of those spritzers, it could, right? So if you have a spritzer, actually interesting, it makes it more problematic. So I don't have a spritzer, so I never thought about that. No, let's say you had N food on the wall of your sink and it took a direct hit from the spritzer. So it's not very likely. And that's why I think even if you have a spritzer. Yeah, that's what I meant, the spritzer with the hose. That's what I meant. No. No, that won't hit the walls.
But you're trying to clean up the walls using hot water.
It could happen. So if you have a spritzer with a hose, you could make the argument that it's better to use a basin. If you don't have a hose, you don't have to worry. I think even without that, because luckily there's such a thing as gravity, and you don't really, like, the dishes don't stick to the wall, they fall down to the center. So I think probably even then it would be okay, according to Rav Moshe. So again, halach lemaisa, if you have one sink, and you want to switch it from your milchix to fleshig dishes, you should, A, make sure the sink is actually clean, so you might want to rinse it out if it might be dirty. And then, if you have a rack, you're okay. And if b'diavad, the water level rose above the rack, or the utensils fell between the cracks, it's going to be okay. But l'chatchila, you should try to avoid that. You should try to keep the water level below the level of the rack, and you should try to prevent things from falling between the cracks of the dish rack. Okay, so that's the view of Rav Moshe. Now, what about if you have separate sinks? So that's obviously much better. Then you have nothing to worry about. I do recommend, I don't know if you have to do this, but if you have separate sinks, things always do spritz from one to the other, especially if there's a lot of water pressure and the like, and it goes over from the milchik sink into the fleshik sink or the fleshik sink into the milchik sink, and especially because sometimes you'll actually have those dishes, you'll have fleshig dishes and milchig dishes in the same sink. I mean, at the same time, in the different sinks. And you'll have the N, and then if some goes into the other, and then it took a direct hit, it could possibly trip it up. So I recommend that, you know, obviously the best thing to do, if you're building your own kitchen, and you could do whatever you want, is to have your milchig sink and your fleshig sink not next to each other. You have the milchig sink over here, the fleshig sink over here. Okay, no problem. It's not going to bounce from one to the other. If that's not feasible because you're not building your own kitchen. So I saw in Eretz Yisrael what some people have is they have like a mechitza in between them. So that's also good if you're building your own sink. If not, so we didn't build our own sink in Washington Heights, and our milchik sinks and our fleshik sinks are next to each other. So what we do is we just have a plastic board. It's just a big cutting board. And when we're washing fleshik dishes, we cover the milchik sink. Washing milchik dishes, we cover the fleshik sink. If b'diavad things happen, like we saw, probably don't have to worry too much. But if you just, it's a very simple solution. You just slide it from one side to the other. And that's, I think, practically a helpful advice. It will avoid questions. Yeah. You should. If you move into a new apartment and the previous tenant wasn't Jewish, you should kosher your sink. And the reason for that is that way you'll always be dealing with not bar not questions, or tam shel heter questions, as opposed to treif questions. So even if you use that rack, you're still better off. So yes, you should kosher your sink. When we get to the laws of koshering, I'll tell you how to kosher your sink. It's not very hard. Yes? If the water is less than the atzilet isbo, but the evid, nothing could happen. Yes.
This might be a little different, but when I'm using the milk sink, let's say, and I'm washing the dishes, so a lot of times water is in a fleshig sink, so I just come off the drain.
Yeah. I mean, basically, you're having backup in your pipes, right? So the water that comes up back up isn't going to be Yad Soledispo anymore, and it's probably going to be Pugam that's going to be full of soap, and it'll be disgusting, and it won't ask or anything, but Yevet. It won't be a problem. You might want to rinse off the dishes with cold water that where the backup got on them before washing them with hot water. Not sure you need to, but that would certainly be enough. Yeah. So the soap suds, even if they're treish, they're no sin tam of God, so it's not an issue. Yes? And b'di'eved, nothing bad could happen. If you never use water that's yad to lettuce bowl, your dishes might not be so clean, but I don't see why you would need racks. Correct. You just have to make sure that it's actually not yad to lettuce bowl. In other words, sometimes it might get hotter without your noticing or the like. We'll talk about that next week. We're machmir for 110 degrees. That's considered irikli rishon, correct? So if we're machmir, the shach would be machmir that the sink would. We would be machmir that the sink would be fleshik at that point, at the point where it took the direct hit from the, and maybe there even nischal, even an indirect hit that's continuous. Yes. Okay. Good. Now, what about dishwashers? So dishwashers are better and are worse than sinks. And then we'll talk about the lemaisa. Why are they better than, why are they worse than sinks? So first of all, the water in a dishwasher is very, very hot. That's one of the reasons why dishes come out so much cleaner from dishwashers. In fact, it's not just Iroi Kli Rishon, but it's Kli Rishon Mamish in a way. If you look at the bottom of your dishwasher, you'll see that there's a coil, and that heats up the water, because the water that comes out of your boiler, the tap water, is not hot enough for the dishwasher. So it actually heats it again. So there's actually a heating element inside the dishwasher washing the dishes. That's what they say, that kids that grow up in houses with dishwashers, so they are not exposed to germs and they're not as healthy as Washington Heights kids. Because Washington Heights kids, besides all the roaches that they're exposed to, so there's nobody has dishwashers, so the dishes aren't so clean. So they're much healthier. Okay, anyway, so dishwashers are worse because they heat the water up much hotter. And it might actually be a Kli Rishon. However, they're better, you might say, because there's always soap. But that's not so pashut, because sometimes there's a quick rinse cycle before the soap goes in, especially if you follow the directions and you put the soap in those little containers and close it. So the idea there is that there's a quick rinse cycle at that point. But that might not be so bad because the water isn't heated up so much by that rinse cycle. But then there's a rinse cycle at the end where there's no soap to clean everything off. But there still might be soap there from before. So there's advantages and disadvantages. There's one big advantage, though, which is that it's never going to be even Iroi. It's almost always, or maybe always, going to be what we call Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach. Why is that? So the way a dishwasher works is that there's a wand. Most dishwashers have two wands. And it spritzes out the water, and the wand goes around really fast. So imagine people have in their yards to... Sprinklers, there we go. So sprinklers that go around really fast. So you'll never have if you stand in front of a sprinkler, they'll be drop, 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 drop as it goes around quickly. It's never going to be a direct, uninterrupted hit because of the movement is so fast. In the case of the dishwasher, the wand is so fast that it's always an indirect hit. Now, I wondered, when I was learning this sugya, what it's like to be inside of a dishwasher. So I didn't try myself, but if you look on YouTube, somebody decided to put their camera through the dishwasher and see what it looked like. So you could tell, it turns out, that it's Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach. Now, Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach is even more makel than Iroi Shelo Nifsa Kakiluach. We already saw that the Rama was very makel for Iroi, even Shelo Nifsa Kakiluach. But when it's Nifsa Kakiluach, then we are even more makel. Now, there is a shach. The shach in Simon Kuf Hei Sifkat and Hei seems like we are choshesh for klipa for Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach. But many poskim, among them the Chazon Ish, Minchas Yaakov, at least in Tekelim, not food, are makel for Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach. So therefore, if it's Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach, according to most opinions, nothing bad could happen. Right? So what am I worried about? Let's say I have a milchik dishwasher, and I decide to fill it with fleshik dishes and run a cycle. And let's even assume there's no soap. Right? So how are my dishes going to become fleshiks? Let's say you're going to say, well, the walls are full of fleshiks. Why? Because there was ben on the walls. But first of all, the walls were never really absorbed fleshiks, because how would they absorb fleshiks? From the Iroi? Iroi is nifsa kakiluach. Let's even assume the walls did become fleshiks. So you need them to go. You need there to be Iroi, shelo nifsa kakiluach, to hit the walls, bounce off the walls, hit the dishes. That's not very likely to happen. So therefore, Lamaisa, it would seem that you should be able to use the same dishwasher for milchiks and fleishiks b'zachar zeh. And this is actually the view of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now, there are a number of objections you might have. One objection is the filter. You see, the problem is that we all know that we put dirty dishes into the dishwasher. And so maybe you're supposed to rinse them off first. But who does that? Because if you're going to have to wash your dishes before you put them into the dishwasher, why are you going to bother using the dishwasher in the first place? So there's pieces of chicken and meat and who knows what in your filter. And then so that's why you need the filter, so all that stuff doesn't get clog up your drain. And then that would actually make the water, let's say, fleshiks. So if you then wash milchik dishes in your dishwasher, the water is fleishik machmas, the be'en, the actual food, in the filter, and that might be a problem. For some reason, Rav Moshe wasn't worried about that, either because the dishwashers he was talking about didn't have filters, or more likely because the stuff, the food in the filter, is nifsal and it's gross and it's disgusting and it's not going to oser anything up, and even if it did, there's going to be shishim kenegdo, it's a small amount. So Rav Moshe wasn't concerned about filters. He nevertheless recommends that if you do use the same dishwasher for milchiks and fleishiks, you have different dishwasher racks. Now that takes away all the fun, because if you have to actually have two sets of racks, where are you going to keep those racks? But that's what he says. It's not clear, based off of his cheshbon, why you would even need two separate racks, because since everything is nifsa kakiluach anyway, so what does it help? So I suspect that he's worried about the following. We all know that sometimes when you take things out of the dishwasher, they're not actually clean, right? There's things that get stuck on it that remain on it. Just like they sometimes remain on the dishes, they might remain on the racks. So you might have a situation where, let's say you had a fleishig racks and you put your milchig dishes on, then the be'en on the fleishig racks touches the milchig dishes, and at least if you hold it a shach, it could go into the milchik dishes, and that would be a problem. So therefore, if you're going to use, according to Rav Moshe, the same dishwasher, and I still say, well, it's nifsa kakiluach, inachinami. So that depends. That depends how much is ben. That's why it's a chshash. A, the soap may have been pogin that ben. B, who says there's ben. C, anyway, it's nifsa kakiluach. So that's why probably, even according to Rav Moshe, you could argue you shouldn't even need separate racks, but that's what he says. He's not willing, maybe because of the ban, he's concerned the racks. I thought that there might be actually even a more basic problem. So you'll say it's nifsa kakiluach. Rav Moshe doesn't say this, but I thought this would be a problem that could aser b'diyah. But let's say you did have some ban on the racks. So even if the water is nifsa kakiluach, but the whole thing, everything in a dishwasher becomes yad soledes bo, machmas, the heater at the bottom. Right? Everything is super hot. When you take out dishes fresh from the dishwasher, they're very hot, and that's after a cool down period, right? So they're really, really hot. So if there's be'en, forget the water, which is nisak kiluach. What about the be'en on the dish racks that might have remained, touching the milchiga plate, right? That mamish makes it basar b'chalav. So therefore, even Rav Moshe, who is the most makel view out there on this, says that you need to have separate milchiks and fleishig dish racks for your dishwasher. However, do we hold of this? So, most poskim recommend against it, either because they're concerned of be'en on the dish racks, like I said, or because they're concerned about the filter or the like. And I remember speaking to Rabbi Willig about it. He said, Rav Moshe is 100% right in Cheshbon, but in practice, he's not comfortable about doing it. Okay, so you're not going to use it one right after the other. What if I kosher it in between? What if I fleishig dishwasher, I kosher it, and then use it for milchiks, kosher it, then use it for fleishiks? How do you kosher a dishwasher? So let's assume your dishwasher is in porcelain, so it can be koshered. Old dishwashers were porcelain. But let's say your dishwasher is plastic or stainless steel or the like. We're makel to kosher those things. So all you'd really need to do is run a cycle. And Kabbalah Koch Polto, run a cycle at the highest temperature, would be kosher. So maybe you should be able to switch it. So Rabbi Willig was still not a fan of that. You should be able to switch it if you kosher it. You're going to be more machmir than Rav Moshe. Rav Willig was still not a fan of that. And he thought, so I said, is it because of the filter? So he said, no, he wasn't so worried about the filter. He thought that was probably pugum. He said that maybe it's because there's going to be some amashus that remains. You're not going to actually carefully inspect it each time. And even if so, there's a minig not to go from milchiks to fleishiks, to kasher, milchiks, fleishiks, fleishiks, milchiks. And the reason for that is because of confusion. And even though here you could argue it's okay because it's only a chumrah, but still you might get confused. Did I kasher this? Didn't I kasher this? What did I use this last for? Did I use this last for fleishiks? No, I might have used it last for milchiks. So he wasn't comfortable with switching it off, even if you kasher it in between. So if you want to make a one-time switch, let's say you've always used your dishwasher for fleishiks, and you decide, that's it, I want a milchiks dishwasher, that's no problem. But, certainly if you clean out the filter, and you run a cycle on the highest thing, and you inspect that it's totally clean, there's no be'en, you could switch it. But to, switch it twice a week, he wasn't a fan. I asked him, what if you just switch it for shvuos? Use it fleishiks the whole year, and then for shvuos you want it to be milchiks. He still didn't like that. What about... I'm out of time. We didn't even get to Starbucks. What about the following? Let's say I want to do a pariv run. Now, I'm going to treat my fleishiks, my dishwasher as fleishiks, but I want to do pariv in it. So then you'll say, even if all the bad things that I'm worried about happen, which we said are very unlikely to happen anyway, but all the bad things that happen, but so it'll make these dishes fleishiks, but I'm treating them as pariv. So I'm not actually putting any milchik in them. So you'll always have not bar not. Right? So then it should be okay, I thought. Well, it was still not willing to be makel unless you waited 24 hours. But that he was willing to be makel. If you haven't used it for 24 hours and you want to do a pariv run, all pariv run in your fleishig dishwasher, you may. No, you don't need to kasher it first. You should preferably, I would think, only use these parv dishes in a fleishig dishwasher or a milchik dishwasher. In other words, if you switch them from one to one, if you're choshesh for the chumras of dishwashers, then it would be a problem. But no, even if it's plastic. Don't do it if it's porcelain. And I don't even know. Maybe you could do it. Why not do it even if it's porcelain? Lamaisa. Yeah, it's all plastic. All of our dishwashers now are plastic, and some fancy ones, the walls are stainless steel. Nobody has... Right. I don't know if... So ovens, people are makel to kasher in between. We're going to talk about ovens. And the reason for that is because The reason why many poskim allow for kashering to switch back and forth, even though we said usually we don't do that, is because kashering an oven is a chumra anyway. Really, you probably don't need a kasher in the first place. So when we see kashering as only a chumra, plus it's not the type of thing that people have more than one of, so we don't have that chumra. So you could apply that to dishwashers as well, but Mary Willig still was not comfortable with that. You can make the case. It's not a bad case. All right. Yes. We'll do that next week. I was hoping to finish this dishwashing shilas this week, but we'll have to finish it up next week, God willing. And I don't think we have time for Parsha this week. So we will finish dishwashing next time, including the questions of what happens if you find milchik spoon in a fleshig dish rack, or a dishwasher, or the like, Starbucks questions, all those fun things. So that will be, God willing, next week. Everyone should have a good night. Thank you so much. My pleasure.